First, I just want to say that looking out the crowd, I told somebody, I'm in Ganeden now. This is a different world that we're in, just looking at the people. It was come to spend the whole day in Tyre. It's just, I don't have words for it. Just Baruch Hashem, so beautiful. I'm sure the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Malach, and Yashar, are shepping Nachas. So I just wanted to share a machshava that I had. I once had the privilege of going to a White House Hanukkah party. And when I came there, if you've ever been to any government building, especially now, you spend a lot of time in guardhouses. So first we come to the first, tent with Marines looking very, serious, and they say, "What's your name?" You give them your name, you go in. And there was plenty of people. There's like several hundred people waiting in line. So there's a long wait between each one. And the guard looks you up, writes social security number, your driver's license. Okay, you're good, go. I figure, okay, that's it, I'm going in. Next, I walk a few hundred feet, and then there's a Secret Service checkpoint. They probably don't trust the Marines or whatever. They want to do their own. So we go through the same thing. I go there, I give him my card, looks at it, beautiful. Then I go in another few feet, and all of a sudden, there's a guard dog sniffing you. The guy comes out with the fierce-looking German shepherds. And then we keep going, and finally, we get to the good old, airport, old-fashioned styled, that you come through, and they check you, and everything is good, and you get to go into the White House. So I had plenty of time to think. So I was thinking maybe a new shot, and when it says when we come up to Shemayim, we're going to be asked a bunch of questions. We're going to be asked questions. There's six of them. I'll just mention four of the questions. We're going to be asked, Nasasav and Asata, Bamuna, did you deal fairly when you were in this world, when you were in the world before you got upstairs? Kavatitim Latira, were you Kaveitim Latira, Asakta Bipirivarivya? And finally, the next one, it's a piece of the Yeshua. So I thought to myself, I always had the impression that I was sitting at a table in front of the prosecuting Malachim, and they'll ask me all six questions, and if I get four out of six, not bad, they'll get me in. But when I realized what's going on at the White House, I said, maybe there's a different shot. Maybe the shot is that each place you go, you either get in or you don't. So when you come to the first guardhouse, if the Marine had looked at my thing and said, no labor's Becker on this list, I wouldn't be going anywhere. And if I managed to go through the second one and I wasn't on the second list, I'm not getting in, and so on. If the dogs didn't like me, I'm in real trouble. So I was thinking that maybe that's the shot. That we're asked these questions, but it's not, what you get at 60, you're good. But each one is a question that you go into Shemayim or don't based on that question. And what's the first question? The first question, the Sasav and Asata Bamuna. And you think it's a piece of Yeshua? Kavatitim L'Taira? Wow. But this is it. This is the first question that you're asked. If you pass, it's pass-fail. You pass, you go into Shemayim, you fail, as they say, L'Tav L'Mutav. And that's why we're here today. And Baruch Hashem, everybody is here. When the whole concept started, it came out of an idea many years ago of the Aguda Rabbanim. The Guru Rabbanim had a meeting, and they were saying that it's, everybody is very, everyone knows their Aruch Chaim very well. They know what to do in Shul and so on. But when you get to the workplace, maybe we didn't learn Choshen Mishpat Lahalacha. We didn't learn Yoredeya and Ebenezer Lahalacha. We learned it as in the Gemara. Now it's time we have to bring it Lamaisa, and we have to know it as well as we know Aruch Chaim. And that's what the Halacha conferences are all about, is taking our knowledge and broadening it, and extending it, and making it part of who we are everywhere we go. Not just in shul, not just at home, but where we work, where we travel, every place. That's where the Torah takes us. We are part of the Torah, and the Torah is part of us, no matter where we are. So Ashreichem, 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 you've all come here today to learn more, and the topics are so amazing, so interesting. But aside from being interesting and amazing, they're so vital and they're so important, and we have to integrate them into our daily lives. So I hope you all have enjoyed the first sessions, and Yitz Hashem, Baruch Hashem, there's a whole day to continue to learn and mamash to imbibe and to grow. So Hatzlacha. It's now my privilege to introduce Rabbi Shragi Malinowitz, who is somebody who is just, he learns with so many different people. He's part of the Torasum Naso program, and we have to thank Madison for sponsoring today's lunch, and Yedidenu Ravitcha Rosenbaum, who's done so much to advance Torah in Lakewood and throughout America and really throughout the world. Ashreichem and Ashrei Loi, that he's done so much for us. We can all say that we, Mamash, what we have, so much of it is to his credit and to the credit of Madison and all the wonderful things that they do. So it's a privilege to introduce him. He's going to talk about the topic that epitomizes him, Torasa Umnaso, which we all strive to do and become.